Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hello, friends, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. We're introducing the book of Acts. We closed yesterday by telling you what I'm sure most of you already know, and that is that Luke is the author of the book of Acts, and that the book of Acts is really the progression from the Great Commission on. But more acutely, it's the story of the men and the women, that's right, we'll see that, who took that commission. They took it both seriously and they took it literally, and they began to take the news of a resurrected Jesus, a crucified and resurrected Jesus, not the biography of Jesus, but a crucified and resurrected Jesus to the remote corners of the known world. Well, there are sections to the book. We'll see that as we go. Each section sort of focuses on a particular audience or a key personality within the book. We'll follow Peter for a little while. We'll follow Paul for a little while. And there's a significant expansion in the way the gospel is presented that will be very important as we study. Really, this is the second volume of a two-part work by the author Luke, who, of course, wrote the Gospel of Luke. But this book probably, in its original form, did not have a separate title. In fact, if you'll watch the way the book of Luke ends, and then you'll watch the way the book of Acts begins, you will notice that Luke, who opens with the former account I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and teach, he's really referring back to the book of Luke in Acts chapter 1, verse 1, and it sort of just picks up right where the book of Luke left off. Any available Greek manuscripts that we have, which of course would be hundreds of years after the fact, have designated it with the title of Praxis, or translated Acts. Or some of them even have an expanded title like the Acts of the Apostles. Well, Praxis was a commonly used word in Greek literature that was a word to summarize accomplishments of outstanding people. So whenever Luke titles it with praxis, he's summarizing the accomplishments of the outstanding people of the early church. It's not to say that he's summarizing the works of every person in the early church, but just those he deemed outstanding, those that the Holy Spirit deemed worthy of us to follow. And as we go, we'll see that in many cases there was a very specific purpose for us to follow these individuals. The apostles are mentioned. They're mentioned sometimes collectively. But to be very, very honest, if you break this book into just two parts, we'll break it into more than two, but if you were to break it into two, it really records in the first half, or at least the first 12 chapters or so, the Acts of Peter. And then in the last, say, 13 through 28, it records the Acts of Paul, although there are a lot of characters thrown in here and there. One other thing, and then tomorrow we'll actually begin our verse by verse. We actually read verse chapter 1, verse 1 today. One other very important thing I would want to say, and this is something that I did not realize until even less than a year ago in my own study, and that is that the book of Acts is one of the most unheralded but important books of eschatology in the New Testament, because the book of Acts records the church and its expansion up towards the fall of the temple in Jerusalem, and there is an eschatological event that happens early in the book of Acts that we deal with in our finished work eschatology vlogs that we will deal with in our study here on the DDP. Now, I don't want to make too big of a deal of that, because the book obviously is not written from an eschatological bend or viewpoint, but there is no denying that there are some very, very important features in the book that speak to some eschatological things, particularly the things that Jesus spoke in Matthew 24. So we'll cover some of those as we go. We go verse by verse beginning tomorrow. We'll see
you. Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.